ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. ஜிஜ்ஞாசாதிகரணம் அதாதோ ப்ரஹ்ம ஜிஜ்ஞாசா. ஜன்மாத்யதிகரணம் ஜன்மாத்யஸ்ய யதஹ. சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாதிகரணம் சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாத். சமன்வயாதிகரணம் தத்து சமன்வயாத். ஈக்ஷத்யதிகரணம் ஈக்ஷதேனா சப்தம் கௌணச்சேன்னாத்ம சப்தாத் தன்னிஷ்டஸ்ய மோக்ஷோபதேசாத் ஹேயத்வ அவசனாச்ச ஸ்வாப்யயாத் கதிசாமான்யாத் ஸ்ருதத்வாச்ச. ஆனந்தமயாதிகரணம் ஆனந்தமயா அப்யாசாத் விகாரசப்தான்நேதி சேன்ன ப்ராசுர்யாத் தத்தேது வ்யபதேசாத். மாத்ராவர்ணிகமேவ ச கீயதே ந இதர அனுபபத்தேஹே வேதவ்யபதேசாச்ச. காமாச்சன அனுமானாபேக்ஷாம் அஸ்மின்னஸ்ய ச தத்யோகம் சாஸ்தி. அந்தரதிகரணம் அந்தஸ்தர்மோபதேசாத் வேதவ்யபதேசாச்சான்யஹ. ஆகாஷாதிகரணம் ஆகாஷஸ்தல்லிங்காத் பிராணாதிகரணம் அதயேவ பிராணஹ. ஜோதிஷ்சரணாதிகரணம் ஜோதிஷ்சரணாபிதானாத் சந்தோபிதானாத்மேதி சேத் ந ததா சேதோர்ப்பண நிகதாத் ததா ஹி தர்சனம். பூதாதி பாத வ்யபதேசோபபத்தேஶ்சைவம் உபதேசபேதாத்மேதி சேத் ந உபயஸ்மின்னபி அவிரோதாத். பிரத்தர்தனாதிகரணம் பிராணஸ்ததானுகமாத் ந வக்துஹ ஆத்மோபதேசாதிதி சேத் அத்யாத்ம சம்பந்த பூமா ஹ்யஸ்மின் சாஸ்திரதுஷ்ட்யாது உபதேசோ வாம தேவவத். ஜீவ முக்கிய பிராணலிங்கானேதி சேத் ந உபாசா த்ரைவித்யாத் ஆஸ்ரிதத்வாத் இஹ தத்யோகாத். சர்வத்ர பிரசித்தாதிகரணம் சர்வத்ர பிரசித்தோபதேசாத் விவக்ஷித குணோபபத்தேஷ்ச அனுபபத்தேஸ்து ந சாரீர கர்ம கர்த்ரு வ்யபதேசாச்ச. சப்த விசேஷாத் ஸ்மிருதேஷ்ச அர்பகௌகஸ்த்வாத் தத் வ்யபதேசாச்ச நேதி சேன்ன விசாயத்வாத் ஏவம் வ்யோமவச்ச. சம்போக ப்ராப்திரிதி சேத் ந வைசேஷ்யாத். அர்த்தாதிகரணம் அர்த்தாச்சராச்சரகிரகணாத் பிரகரணாச்ச. குஹப்ரவிஷ்டாதிகரணம் குஹாம் பிரவிஷ்டாவாத்மனோ ஹி தத்தர்சனாத் விசேஷணாச்ச. ஸோ வி ஆர் சீயிங் தி 43rd ஸ்லோகா ஆஃப் பிரம்மசூத்ரா விச் இஸ் இன் தி 2nd பாதா ஆஃப் தி 1st சாப்டர் 12th ஸ்லோகா. We are seeing the Guha Pradishtadhikaranam, which is the 3rd of the 2nd Pada. Now we have seen the meaning of the 2 sutras and Acharya makes an analysis at the end of the Adhikaranam, which we introduced in the last class. We saw that the Shruti Vakyam taken for analysis in this Adhikaranam is a Kathopanishad Vakyam. In the first chapter, 3rd section, the first mantra, namely, Ritham Pibhantav Sukritasya Loke Guham Pravishtav Parame Parardhe Chayatapav Brahma Vidovadanti Panchagnayo Yecha Trinachiketaha. So in this word occurs is Guham Pravishtav, and two entities reside in the Antakaranam, in the mind. And what are they is the topic for analysis. And through the 2 sutras, we concluded that the two are Jivatma and Paramatma only. And while establishing this particular fact, Shankaracharya gives a parallel Shruti Vakyam from Mundaka Upanishad, third Mundakam, first section, first mantra. And that mantra also we saw, Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakaya Samanam Vriksham Parishadvajate Tayoranyaha Pippalam Swadu Atthi Anashnan Anyo Abhichaga Shitit. So in this mantra also, two entities reside within the heart in the form of two birds. One is Bhokta Jivatma and the other is Abhokta Paramatma. So with the Guha Pravishta Adhikaranam, with this over, and we said in the last class that Shankaracharya introduces another Purva Pakshi here. And what is that? The same mantra of Mundaka Upanishad is quoted in another part of the Veda also, called Paingi Rahasya Brahmanam of Rigveda. And this Brahmanam itself writes a commentary on this mantra. There are two birds. One is an eating bird and another is non-eating bird or the witness bird. So the Upanishad itself asks the question, what is the eating bird and what is the non-eating bird? And we had pointed out that the eating bird is Jivatma and the non-eating bird is Paramatma. But in the Paingi Rahasya Brahmanam, the answer is different. The Purva Pakshi somehow found this. This is a remote Brahmana. Somehow he found this. That's because Acharya, he is proficient in everything. And so he raises an objection and says that the Vedic commentary is different from your interpretation. So Acharya quotes the Paingi Rahasya Brahmanam in his Bhashyam, where it is said the two entities in the mind are Sattva Kshetrajnyav. Literally, Sattva means the mind, Antakaranam or Buddhi. So it's not Sattva Guna. And Kshetrajnya means the Atma. Therefore, the two entities are the mind and Atma. According to what? According to Paingi Rahasya Brahmana. And what did we say? We interpret it as Jivatma and Paramatma. But the Upanishad says that the two denote the mind and Jivatma. So how to reconcile this difference? And there are two answers to this question. One is a simpler answer. It's an immediate method of answering, which Shankaracharya does not take. And there is an ultimate answer, which Acharya gives. So first we will see the immediate simple answer. And that is, when the Paingi Rahasya Brahmanam says, Sattva Kshetrajnya, Sattva and Kshetrajnya, that is Buddhi and Atma, we can understand Buddhi is Jivatma and Atma as Paramatma. That way our answer is, according to the Upanishadic answer also, will be the same. Both of them are same. So how do we interpret like that? The word Sattvam means mind. And we know the mind always exists along with the Pratibimba Chaitanyam named Chidabhasa. And the mind with Chidabhasa alone is called Jivatma, Karta, Bhokta, Pramata. So the one who travels after death, all are this only. So the word Sattvam given in Paingi Rahasya Brahmanam is the Jivatma, which is the eating bird. And then Kshetrajnya is Paramatma, because we have seen in Bhagavad Gita itself, Kshetrajnyam chapi mam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetrajnya yor jnanam tadjnanam matammamam. So there is no contradiction to what we said and what the Upanishad said. And Shankaracharya brings about the method of Vedantic teaching actually. What he says is, we talk about eating bird and a non-eating bird. In Vedanta, eating refers to Bhoktritva and non-eating refers to Abhoktritva. And our question is, which is Bhokta? And the word Bhokta indicates experiencer. So experiencer must fulfill two conditions. One is the entity should be sentient. And the second one is the experiencer should be subject to changes. Experiencer goes through the condition of good, bad, sukham, dukham, and all other feelings. Therefore, it has got to be savikara chetana vastu. We have to remember all these words. Savikara chetana vastu. And Shankaracharya says, on analysis we find that we do not have a savikara chetana vastu in the entire creation. The entire creation consists of two entities, which are Purusha and Prakriti. And Atma happens to be Chetana Vastu, and it is Nirvikara Chetana Vastu. But the second entity is Anatma, and it is Achetana Vastu, and it is Savikara. So we have Nirvikara Chetana Vastu and Savikara Achetana Vastu. Bhokta should be Savikara Chetana Vastu or Nirvikara Chetana Vastu. And we do not have Savikara Chetana Vastu in creation, as it is a non-existent thing. If Savikara Chetana Vastu is non-existent, then there is no Bhokta at all. And the Upanishad wants to tell us that the Bhokta is a non-existent thing. And it's not at all there. Means what? It is mithya, according to Vedanta. Upanishad wants to teach that there is no entity called mithya at all. Since the student cannot swallow the truth, the Upanishad conveys this in two stages. In the beginning, it states that we take that I am a bhokta. And it is also taken that Atma is the bhokta also. And the Upanishad wants us to remove the bhokta totally. Therefore, in the first stage, it says that you are not bhokta, but your mind is bhokta. That is, Anatma mind is bhokta. And this is the intermediary stage of the teaching. And in the first stage, it is said that I am a bhokta. And in the next stage, it states the mind is bhokta. And later, it is said it is Anatma mind, which is jadam. And then the Shruti says that the mind is not bhokta. Atma also is not a bhokta. And then ultimately, it says none of the two is bhokta. In support of this, Shankaracharya, he quotes the mantra. Yatra va sarvam atmai va bhuti, tat kenakam pashyete, tat kenakam jigrete, tat kenakam abhivadete, tat kenakam manvita, tat kenakam vijaniyate, tat kenakam shruniyat, and all that. Who is there to hear, to smell? In short, there is no bhokta at all. For this, we will give an example. For example, suppose we are cleaning our house. Spring cleaning is coming up. And the loft is the place where there will be lot of things will be there. One day we want to clean the loft or basement, whatever. So you want to remove the dirt in the loft and you put it all down on the floor. This is the intermediary stage before throwing the dirt out. So you put them on the floor. Ultimately, you remove all the dirt and throw them out of the way. Here, the loft is like Atma, and the floor is Anatma, and all the impurities are Bhoktrutvam, Kartrutvam, Pramatrutvam, and all those. And the Upanishad first removes Bhoktrutvam, it's a form of Kshetrajna, the Atma, and puts on the Sattvam, that is Sattva Kshetrajna in the Paingirakasya Brahmanam, that is the usage there. Sattva Kshetrajna, that's what we are analyzing. So the Bhoktrutvam is taken away from Kshetrajna, the Atma, and it is put on what? Atma here is the loft, remember. It's put on what? The Anatma, the floor, and this is the intermediary stage, and ultimately Sattvam is also not Bhokta, and you ultimately put it in the waste paper basket, the Mithya. So this is a roundabout example. So Buddhi is the Bhokta. That is the temporary state. And the ultimate state is that Atma is not Bhokta, Buddhi is also not Bhokta. So in the first answer, Atma is Abhokta, and Chidabhasa Sahita Buddhi is the Bhokta, and the Chidabhasa Sahita Buddhi is Atma. And therefore, Shankaracharya concludes that there is no contradiction between Paingirakasya Brahmanam interpretation and what I say. That is how he tries to prove. So we will now sum up the adhikarana. in a technical format that we know what is the technical format. Vishayo Vishayascheva, Purva Pakshastatottaram, Sangadischedi Panjangam, Shastre Adhikaranam, Smritam. That is the shloka. So first is the Vishayaha, subject matter. So what are the two entities residing in the mind? Are the Guham Pravishtav as the subject matter? So that is why the Adhikaranam is called, this particular name is given to this Adhikaranam. So this occurs in the first mantra of the third section of first chapter of Kathopanishad that we just read. And the second is, that is the subject matter. And second is the doubt, samshaya, whether the two entities are Jivatma and Paramatma or something else like Jivatma and Buddhi raised by the Purvapakshi or Sankhya philosopher. So he doesn't accept Paramatma separate from Jivatma at all because he is a Nirishwaravadi. He doesn't accept Ishwara, Sankhya. And the third is the Purvapaksha, the view of the opponent. So those entities should be Jiva and Buddhi only because no Paramatma for them. So Jiva and Buddhi only because Paramatma is all pervading and how can it be located in the mind? Whereas Jivatma being limited, it can be located in the mind and Buddhi, the Antakaranam also can be located in the mind. And therefore both being finite, they can be within the individual. And therefore, one should not bring in Paramatma, which is all-pervading. In fact, the very word Guham Pravishtav, I mean Pravishtav refers to entry, enter, can never be applied to Paramatma at all because it is all-pervading. It doesn't enter anywhere. It is there everywhere. This is the view of Purvapakshi. And the fourth factor is Siddhanta. The conclusion is what? The two entities are Jivatma and Paramatma only. And what are the reasons? These two sutras are the reason. Taddarshanatim and Visheshanachya of the Sadhikarana. Because of the two reasons given in the sutras. And then even though Paramatma is all-pervading, it is presented as the one located in the mind or Shariram. Because in the mind alone, it can be recognized as consciousness. Paramatma is all-pervading, that is true. But it can be recognized only in the mind as consciousness. So, Ishwaraha sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati, Krishna said. So, instead of saying that the all-pervading Ishwara resides everywhere, since it is said that it is in the heart, is a contradiction. And we resolve this contradiction by pointing out that Ishwara is available in the heart for your recognition as the very witness of every thought, every vritti. Therefore, there is no contradiction and the two entities are Jivatma and Paramatma only is the conclusion. Then fifth is the factor that is Sangati. Sangati means, I have told also, we will not discuss in detail because it is a technical subject. So it is only to prove that the topic, this Adhikaranam, is in the proper position. What is the proper position? First chapter, second pada, and it comes after the second Adhikaranam and before the fourth Adhikaranam. These are all technical reasons to show all that. We don't have to go into those details. And the next Adhikaranam, fourth Adhikaranam, is Antar Adhikaranam. So it has got sutras 13 to 17. And the first sutra in this Adhikaranam is Antar Upapattehe. So let's first see, as usual, the general analysis, general introduction for the entire Adhikaranam. And this is known as Antar Adhikaranam. In the first pada also, we had another Adhikaranam. If you remember, there is another Adhikaranam. There is also same name. And we should not get confused. So this Adhikaranam is known so because the first sutra begins with the word Antara. So this consists of five sutras, 13th to 17th. And this is based on, again, Chandogya Upanishad mantra, 4.15.1, 4th chapter, 15th section, first mantra. Here the topic is what? Sagunam Brahma Upasana. So here, Sagunam Brahma Upasana. So Ishwara endowed with various gunas. Guna Visishta Ishwara Upasana. It is popularly known as the Upakoshala Vidya. This is called Upakoshala Vidya. Since the student is Upakoshala, And the teacher here is Satyakama Javalaha. And he gives this Ishwara Upasana to the student Upakoshala. This is the background. So, and the context of this Upasana is this story. And the story is Upakoshala went to the teacher Satyakama Javala for doing the ritual he has to maintain. He had put on so many rituals and all. And for doing the ritual, the student has to maintain a Vedic fire. And for different rituals, different types of fires are used. Various homakundas are there. All were known by different names also. And the maintenance of the fire is a very big job done by the brahmacharis in the ashrama. And Upakoshala was tending the fire properly. He was doing very nicely. And Satyakama did a very peculiar thing. So Upakoshala, even though he was taught properly, he was wondering, since he was not given any particular title or assignment. And before that, the Guru Satyakama, without telling, he went on a pilgrimage. So Upakoshala was naturally upset. He did not mistake the teacher though. Instead, he cursed himself and started to observe Upavasa, thinking he was not fit to be taught. That is what the teacher thought he thought. And so he left without telling him. Even though Guru was gone, the Guru Patni was there. And she very much cared for all the children and also to Upakoshala. And she asked why he did not eat. And he said he was upset. He sat quiet where all the Agnis were present. He was tending the Agnis and all, but he was upset. At that time, some mysterious thing happened. The Agni Devata himself began to teach Upakoshala in the form of Garhapatya Devata, Ahavaniya Agni Devata, Garhapatya Agni Devata, and all the fires, they all became his guru. He was taught varieties of upasanas. And one was Nitya Ananda Rupa Ishwara Upasana. It is a famous upasana. Prano Brahma, Kam Brahma, Kam Brahma, all that. So Nitya Ananda Ishwara Upasana. And not only this, he was also taught a few others like Garhapatya Agni Upasana, Ahavani Agni Upasana, all those Agni Upasanas by the Agni Devatas. And having completed the teaching of the Upasanas, the Agni Devata told him that even though they have taught him out of compassion, since he had tended them properly all these days, but ultimately his guru is Satyakama Javala only. And he has to learn from his own guru, and then only the knowledge will have more value. Acharya Devan Vidya Viditam Sadhishtan Prapayati. Chandogya. And they said their teaching is still incomplete. And Satyakama will complete it and give the palam of the Supasana also. Who said? The Agni Devata said. And all these portions come in Chandogya in Mantras chapter 4, section 10 to section 14. And in the 15th section, we see Satyakama coming back from his pilgrimage. And he sees the student with extra brilliance. He is shining. So Brahma Varchasam Tejas. And he asks, how is it so? When I went, you looked like a dumb guy. Now you have got Brahma Tejas. And Upakoshala indirectly tells about Agni's teaching. Then Satyakama completes the teaching, giving Ishwara Upasana, which is given in the 15th section of Chandogya, 4th chapter. And that Ishwara Upasana, that Ishwara is endowed with two virtues. One is Sarva Karma Pala Data. So it is expressed by the term Vamani in the Upanishad. It is a technical word. He is the master controller of the universe. Vamani means he is the master controller of the universe. And the second glory of Ishwara is Sarvartha Prakashaha. Sarvartha Prakashaha. Prakasha here means Vamani. So Vamani and Vamani, illuminator of the whole creation. So Vamanitvam, Bhamanitvam, Guna Visishtam, Ishwara Upasanam, in section 15 of Chandogya Upanishad. And for that Ishwara Upasana, some location is required. Like for example, you want to Ganapati Puja. What do we do? Haridra Asmin Haridra Bimbe Sumukham Mahaganapatim Jayami Avahayami. Mahaganapati, you invoke in a small Haridra. So this Ishwara has to be invoked somewhere also. And Satyakama says that Ishwara is to be invoked in your own eyes. And that to what eye? Dakshinakshi, the right eye. So meditate upon that Dakshinakshini Ishwara. So Sarva Karma Paladhatra Rupa, Sarvartha Prakashaka Rupa Ishwaraha, Dakshini Akshani Vartate. Ishwaraha is in your right eye and meditate on him. So in technical language, Saguna Brahma Upasana. This is Saguna Brahma Upasana only, and that is given in the first mantra of the 15th section of 4th chapter, important mantra. Ya yesho akshini purusho drishyate, yesha atmeti hovacha, yetad amritam, abhayam, yetad brahmeti, tadim, yadyapi asmin sarpirva, udakamva, sinchati, vartmani eva gacchati. That is the mantra. In Chandogya, we have discussed all this mantra elaborately. Here, the rough meaning is what? As we saw there, Ishwara is in the right eye. So it is an Adhyatma Upasana. Lord is seen in your own body, not external to yourself, within yourself only. And we have seen also in Taittiriya Upanishad many such upasanas. Kshemayiti Vachi, Yoga Kshemayiti Prana Panayoho, Karmeti Hastayoho, Gatiriti Padayoho, Vimuktiriti Payau, Iti Manushi Isamagnyaha. So all these upasanas are not popular upasanas, but they are all beautiful upasanas where you learn to see the God in your own hands, in your own legs, in your eyes, in your nose, in your tongue, everywhere. Then you learn to respect the body, the world, and everything. So sarvam kalu idam brahman sarvam vishnumayam jagat sarvam ishwaramayam jagat. And here also one such upasana is given here, which is dakshina akshini purusha drishyate, purusha drishyate, purusha drishyate. So that alone is yesha atma yetat amritam abhayam, as said in this Upanishad mantra just now. That is called Paramatma, Yesha Atma Paramatma. That is Param Brahman, which is Amritam, which is immortal, and Abhayam, which is fearless. And not only that, this Ishwara is Asangaha, untainted, but all by all the papas that the body performs. And the Asangatvam is indicated by an example here. For example, suppose you put a drop of water in your eye. The water does not stick to the eyes and flows out through the sides. So eyes do not get affected by that water. Like water on the lotus leaf does not wet the lotus leaf. Similarly, the punya papa karmas, whatever we do, they also will not stick to Ishwara. The Ishwara is in your body, but the body does not pollute that Ishwara. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord said what? Anaditva nirgunatvat paramatmayam avyayah sharirastopi kaunteya nakaroti na lipyate yata sarvagatam saukshmyat akasham nopalipyate sarvatravastito dehe tatatma nopalipyate. Even though Paramatma is in the body, all the karmas will not affect Atma. Thus Asangatvam, Amritatvam, Abhayatvam, they are all said. And in later mantras also we are going to have Sarva Karma Pala Dhatrutvam. sarvartra prakashakatvam, they are also going to be said. And that Ishvara has to be meditated upon, which is in the 15th section of 4th chapter, 2nd mantra of Chandogya, where sarva, karma, pala, dhatrutvam is talked about. He is the karma pala datha. Etagum sarvani vamani abhisamyanti. This is what the statement in that Upanishad. And in the 15th section, 3rd mantra of 4th chapter also, sarva karma pala dhatrutvam is said again. There is a special word is used, and that word is vamani. And later in the analysis, we will quote this mantra. So that is why I am just only giving in a nutshell. And in the 4th mantra of 15th section of 4th chapter, sarvatma prakashakatvam, that is also given. Ishvara alone is the illuminator of all the creation. And that is talked about there. And again, in the 5th mantra of 15th section of 4th chapter, Ishvara upasana palam, that is talked about, namely krama mukti. Careful, Ishvara jnanam gives mukti here. And now Ishvara upasana gives krama mukti. Ishvara jnanam gives mukti. Ishvara upasana gives krama mukti. We should know the difference between krama mukti, mukti and all that. So this is the context. Now we have to find out where is the controversy. Up to this story part is good. All these things are good. Where is the controversy? Now we will find where the controversy is. So in the 1st mantra of the 15th section of 4th chapter of Chandogya, what was the mantra we just read? Ya yesho akshini purusho drishyate, yesha atmeti ho vacha, yetad amritam abhayam, yetad brahmeti tat yadyapi asmin sarpirva udakam va sinchati vatmani eva gacchati. This is the mantra we read. So the teacher here says, the person seen in the eyes is the self. The person seen in the eyes is the self. This is the statement. And there is a purusha perceived by us, seen by us in the eyes of people. Now the problem comes because the purusha, the word purusha is used in the scriptures in several meanings. Which meaning should be taken is our confusion. In common parlance, purusha, when you say, you think of what? A male gender. A purusha means a male gender, the physical body. Annarasamaya itself is called purusha. That is used in the name of jivatma also. And the very word also means sharire purusha, jivatma, which resides in the body. That is also called purusha. And again, purusha is used for the devatas of various organs. So the third meaning of purusha is devata. And finally, and most importantly, paramatma itself is called purusha. In Kathopanishad, purusha is used to denote paramatma. So we have to now find out which meaning is to be taken. And Shankaracharya gives a particular meaning, and he does not justify that meaning. In Brahma Sutra, the analysis is what? We have to justify that meaning. So Akshini Drishyate, that is what is there in the mantra. Akshini Drishyate means seen. Drishyate, seen or perceived. And Paramatma cannot be seen. Some people say, because Drishyate is used, the Purusha is a perceived Purusha. Jivatma cannot be seen, Devata cannot be seen, and we talk about Purusha, and Purusha cannot be Jivatma or Paramatma or Devata, and if we take it as Shariram, the body, the Shariram is seen, and Upanishad says, Akshini Purushaha Drishyate, and Shariram is seen in the eyes of the people. So do you see Jiva or Devata or Paramatma in the eyes? We don't. So I see only the sthula, sukshma, pratibimba in the eyes, and the eyes are capable of seeing that only, and that only we say Akshini Purushaha Drishyate. So it is chaya sharira, It's a shadow. Chaya sharira. It's a pradibimba sharira, which we see in the eyes. If somebody stands in front of you, you look at your eyes, you will see your mirror. So we have got five meanings for purushana. That is the body, the reflection of the body, that's the chaya shariram, then jivaha, devata, and the fifth meaning, paramatma. These are all possible meanings. And the first one only seems to fit properly, which we can see in the eyes. So we have established a controversy now. This is the general balance. Now in the first sutra, the reason is given to establish that Akshini Antara Purushaha of Chandogya Upanishad 4th chapter 15th section 1st mantra is Paramatma Eva Bhavati, is Brahman alone, is Paramatma only. So all the virtues mentioned for the Purusha will fit for Paramatma alone. So all the gunas, they cannot fit in with Pratibimba Shariram, Jivaha and Devata. Because we find that the Pratibimba Shariram cannot be eternal. Bimba Shariram is non-eternal Jivaha. It is not eternal Devata. But Paramatma alone can be Amritam, Abhayam, Asangam, Karmapala Utpadakam, Karmapala Prapakam, Sarvartha Prakashakam. All those Atma alone can be. And this is the first reason. And now having seen the general analysis, now we have to go for the word meanings. It has two words. The sutra has two words. Antaraha upapattehe. And we have to supply two words. One is Paramatma and another is Purushaha. So we will do the Anumana first. Inference. Antaraha Purushaha Paramatma Bhavati. If you complete the sutra, this is what you should put. Antaraha Purushaha Paramatma Bhavati. The Purusha obtaining within the eye is Paramatma alone. Why? Upapattehe. Because that alone is logical. This is the total sentence. So the first word is what? Antaraha. Antaraha means within. And we supply what? Eyes. Akshi Antaraha Purushaha. The Purusha obtaining within the eyes. Mentioned where? In Chandogya Upanishad, 4th chapter, 15th section, 1st mantra. And the next word we supply is what? Paramatma Bhavati. The Purusha is Brahma Bhavati or Paramatma Bhavati. The Purusha is only Paramatma. And the third word is Upapattehe. Because that alone is logical. That alone is proper because of the fitness. And now Vyasacharya, he only says, because it is proper, that alone he says. But how it is proper, he doesn't say. That we have to supply. How is it proper? Because all virtues are possible for Paramatma alone. For example, let us take some of them. Asangatvam Shariram. Is not asangaha, it is associated with all dust possible. Body, our body is not asangaha. Body has all dirt, external dirt on it. In Taittiriya Upanishad, it says, Bhishas matvata pavate, Bhishode tisuryaha, Bhishas madagnis chendrascha, Mrityur dhavati panchama iti. Even Yamadharma Raja is afraid of Ishwara. And Brahman, only is fears. Everything has fear. So abhayam condition won't fit. Asangatvam doesn't fit. Abhayam doesn't fit. And karma phala utpadakatvam and prapakatvam. Who produces karma phala? Utpadakatvam. Jiva does not produce karma phala at all. Because he doesn't know the laws of karma. And jiva can produce karma alone, not the karma palam. Karmani eva adhikaraha te. Ma paleshu, as Krishna said. Okay, jiva cannot do. What about devatas? Devatas do not produce karma palam also. And they have received karma palam from the Lord only. Ishwara only appoints them in various positions. Indra got his position of Devendra. That padavi he got because of Ishwara. Varuna, Agni, Yamadharmaraja, all of them. They all got their portfolios because of Ishvara only. Therefore, Samyak Vamatvam and Vamaniyatvam, they are all possible for Brahman only. And ultimately, Sarvatmakam Prakashakatvam is also possible for Brahman only. No single devata can illumine the entire creation. Sarvatmaka Prakashakatvam. And Chakshur Devata can illumine only the forms, but not the sound. And Shrotra Devata can illumine the sound, but not the form. Thus, every Devata can illumine only a particular segment of creation. And Brahman alone can illumine the entire world. Therefore, all the eight virtues can fit only for Brahma, Paramatma. Therefore, Akshi Purushaha, Brahma Eva, Sarva Guna Upapattehe. Akshi Purusha should be only Brahman Paramatma. So with this, the first sutra is over of this Adhikaranam. Now let us go to the second sutra. Brahma Sutra, sutra number 44. Sthanadi vyapate vyapadeshacham. So in this sutra, Vyasacharya, he answers a doubt which can come in our mind. No doubt, Brahman alone can have all the virtues. That's what we said in the previous sutra. Purusha seems to be Brahman. But what is the problem? I understand Brahman as all-pervading. This is Sarvagatam, Sarvavyapi, Sarvadhishtanam, Substratum, support of the entire creation, all that I understand. That means everything in creation is located in Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is not located in creation, because if so, it gets localized and becomes limited. Therefore, the doubt is, Brahman is locationless in my understanding. Whereas, what does this mantra say? Yeshaha Akshini Purushaha Drishyate. So per grammar, Akshini is seventh case, saptami, locative case. That indicates location. That means the word Purusha refers to someone who is located or localized, whereas Brahman is unlocated. How can you say Purusha is Brahman is the question. Therefore, Purusha should be taken as some located Purusha, not the unlocated Brahman Paramatma. That is why I suggest it is Jivaha. Who says Purupakshi? I suggest should be Jivaha or Devata, Sharira, reflection, Chaya, Shariram, all those. For which location is possible. For all of them, there is location is possible. How do you say Purusha Brahma is located in the eyes? That is the question. This is the general doubt for which Vyasacharya gives the answer in this sutra. First, we will do the general analysis of this sutra. What is the answer? Standard answer only. Here, this question has been asked several times. And the teacher also has taught umpteen times the answer. Yet the teacher has to answer, how can Brahman be located? That is the question. And the answer given is what? Brahman is not located, really speaking. And for the sake of upasana, the Shastra invokes Brahman in various locations. Every time we do puja, we do avahayami. Avahanam we do. Avahayami means what? Locating the devata. Locating the devata in a turmeric powder, in a shivalinga, in a saligrama. You should not take all of them literally. These forms and names you see for upasana are not real at all. Location is not real, but figurative for the sake of upasana. This we have seen earlier many times. And Vyasacharya says, this is not in this particular case alone. In several places also the same case. Kshemagiti vachim, yoga kshemagiti prana panayoho. कर्मेति हस्तयोः गतिरिति पादयोः विमुक्तिरिति पायौ इति मानुषी इस समाज्ञाः. मेडिटेट ऑन ब्रह्मन इनवोकिंग इन द हैंड. कर्मेति हस्तयोः इन द लेग्स, गतिरिति पादयोः इन द टंग, एंड दे आर कॉल्ड आध्यात्मिक उपासनानि. अत दैवीः तृप्तिरिति वृष्टौ बलमिति विद्युति यशयिति पशुषु ज्योतिरिति नक्षत्रेषु प्रजातिरमृतमानन्दयित्युपस्ते सर्वमित्याकाशे तत्प्रतिष्ठेत्युपासीत. यू मेडिटेट अपॉन परमात्मा इन द नक्षत्रास, इन एवरीवेयर सेलेस्टियल्स, इन द लाइटनिंग. So Brahma actually in the Sandhyavandana mantra, Asavaditya Brahma, Brahmai Vahamasmi, Brahman is invoked in the Surya Mandalam also. Therefore, location is figurative and should not be taken literally. And Vyasacharya says, not only the locations are meant for Upasana, various names and forms are also meant for Upasana. Because Brahman is Nama Rupa Rahitam. Anamakam, arupakam, Brahman has no form, no name. Jati, niti, kula, gotra, durakam, nama, rupa, guna, dosha, varjitam, desha, kala, vishayati, vartiyate, Brahma, tattvamasi, bhavayatmani. Even though Brahman is namarhitam, for the sake of upasana, Upanishad gives various names. Tasya, ud, idi, nama, we saw in Upanishad. Hiranya Smashruhu, golden colored beard, golden eyes. Earlier, a special name was given, Ut. Ut means Sarva Papa Rahitam, beyond all the papas. That name was given to the Brahman. So, Brahman is locationless, nameless, formless, and for the sake of Upasana, location, name, form, they are all given. Don't take them literally. Don't hold on to Vishnu or Shiva or Ganapati, etc. They are all only for Upasana. That is why it was said in Keno Upanishad, Sadeva Brahmatvam Viddhi Nedam Yeditam Upasate. These forms and names that you see for Upasana, they are not real at all. Now we will see the word meaning now. It has got two words. Sthanadi Vyapadeshat. It's a compound word with three words, namely Sthanam plus Adi plus Vyapadeshat. And Sthanam means temporary location or Alambanam for Upasana. For example, a lamp, an idol, a photo, a picture, a saligrama, they are all Sthanam. Adi, Adi means etc. All these and others like that. So temporary name for Upasana, like Rama, Krishna, Ut, Satyasya Satyam. Satyasya Satyam also we have seen all those usages earlier. They are also temporary forms for Upasana. All Vishnu, Shiva forms are all temporary. And which form is permanent? No form is permanent. Then what is Brahma? There is no form for Brahman. Ashabdam. Asparsham, arupam, avyayam, tattarasam, nityam, agandavaccha. Formlessness is the form of Brahman. Therefore, etc. means, adi, etc. means the temporary names and forms. Therefore, all these are temporary. They are given where? Vipadeshat cha. Because of the mention or the statement of temporary location, name and form in the Shastras. And Acharya quotes the Antaryami Brahmanam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, where Brahman is located in where? Ya Prithivyam Tishtan Prithivya Antaraha. Brahman is located in Prithivi. Ya Vayos Tishtan Vayor Antaraha. Brahman is located in Vayu. Yopsu Tishtan Adhyon Taraha. Brahman is located in the waters. And not only outside, Yo Vachi Tishtan Vachon Taraha. Brahman is located in your tongue. Yes, Chakshushi Tishtan Chakshoran Taraha. Brahman is located in the eyes. So Brahman is located in the tongue, in the eye, the whole Antaryami. Brahmanam talks of the location. A Brahman at various places, internal, external, everywhere. So when it comes in the Bhagavata Purana, it comes in the form of a Prahlada story. Hiranyakashipu asking Prahlada, where is your Narayana? And Prahlada says, in the pillars, in the twig, everywhere it is him. Then Hiranyakashipu asks him, which pillar? There are so many pillars in the Sabha. Which pillar? Here normally, the Upanyasakas, they say, Narayana was to get ready to appear in whatever pillar Prahlada would point out. So he has to take an avataram instantly. Prahlada points out this particular pillar, he has to appear in that pillar. Normally they say, the Upanyasakas say. So after Prahlada says, Narayana is the formless Satchit Ananda, which is there even before Prahlada showed the pillar. So it is not that Lord chose to appear there, he is everywhere. But to an audience who may not know all this, the Upanyasakas have to tell all at their level. So we should understand Narayana has no worry where to appear and all, he is everywhere. As Satchitananda Swarupa. Since he is already there, Yasyaiva Spuranam Sadatmakam Asat Kalpartakam Basate, we saw it in Dakshinamurti Stotra. Therefore, Sthana Adim Epadeshate, because of the temporary attribution of name, form, location for Brahman in the Shastras. And the next word is Cha. Thanadim Epadeshacha Cha. Because of this reason also. And we have to complete the sentence by adding Akshipurushaha Paramatma Bhavati. We have to add it and complete the sutra. So Akshipurusha is Paramatma. Therefore, when we say Paramatma is in the eye, Paramatma is in the eye also. That is all the problem. Once we understand Paramatma is in the eye also, no problem at all. Then there is no limitation on Brahman who is invoked on the eye for the sake of Upasana. Then next sutra. Sukha Vishishta Vidhana Devacham. So Upakoshala Vidya starts from the 4th chapter, 15th section, 1st mantra to the 5th mantra of Chandogya that we just mentioned. Now we go back to the 1st mantra of the 10th section of 4th chapter, wherein it is pointed out that Agni taught Upakoshala and he was taught Ananta Sukha Vishishta Brahma Upasana. That is all subjects from Chandogya. So it was taught Anantam Sukham Vishishta Brahma Upasana. Kham Brahma occurs in this mantra, in Chandogya. Ataha Agnayaha Samudhire Tapto Brahmachari Kushalam Naham Paryacharidhan Tasmai Prabravameti Tasmai Hochuhum Prano Brahma Kham Brahma Kham Brahmeti. Kham means happiness and Kham means Akasha. So at the end, the Agni Devata tells Upakoshala that his Acharya, who is that? Satyakama Jabala will complete the teaching. So the Brahma Upasana was taught and Acharya would teach the phala. That was the thing told by the Agni Devata. But instead of teaching the phalam, the teacher Satyakama, he teaches the Upasana again. And it is in the form of Akshi Purusha Upasana. So Ananda Purusha Brahma Upasana taught by Agni is followed by Satyakama, and after talking about the Upasana in the 15th section, and it is concluded with Brahma Upasana Phala. This is the story from Chandogya Upanishad. So this is the movement or development of the 5 sections. The entire first section, 5 sections of what? Chandogya. So 15, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the entire first section of Brahma Sutra is textual analysis. Textual analysis, analysis of texts. So all the time you remember the texts. Otherwise it could be very confusing. Section 10, 4th chapter of Chandogya is Brahma Upasana given by Agni Devata. And section 15 of 4th chapter is given by Acharya Satyakama. If one has a doubt, we have to go back to 15th section, 10th mantra of Chandogya and find out whether it is Brahma Upasana or not. So if it is Brahma Upasana, then 4.15, 15th section, 4th chapter of Chandogya is also Brahma Upasana. So if the Upasana taught by Agni is Brahma Upasana, then the Upasana taught by Satyakama Jabala also would be Brahma Upasana only. Because Satyakama Upasana is nothing but continuation of Brahma Upasana taught by Agni, Agni Devatas, in 4.10. So Satyakama might have taught another Upasana. But Shankaracharya points out, Agni Devata had already said, as per the Upanishad, that your Acharya, said to whom? Upakoshala, that your Acharya would continue the teaching. And hence, whatever taught by Agni is continued. And since Agni had already taught Brahma Upasana, Satyakama also taught on the same line, same Upasana. The word Brahman is very clearly used in the Upanishad mantra itself. Come and come. Kam Brahma are used. And it means Ananta Sukham. Ananta Sukham is possible only for Brahman, infinite happiness. Sukham. Ananta Sukham Brahma alone is taught in the 19th section of Chandogya Upanishad also. So in Akshipurusha also, same Brahman is invoked. Now we have to go to the word analysis. This sutra has got three words. One is the Sukha Visishta Abhidhanat. Number two, Eva. And number three, Cha. Now let us take the first compound word, Sukha plus Visishta plus Abhidhanat. This one big compound word. So Sukha means Ananta Sukha, infinite Ananda. And Visishta means endowed with, Sahitam, Yuktam. And Abhidhanat means introduced, Uktatvat. So Sukha Visishta Abhidhanat means Akshi Purusha has been already introduced in the 10th section as Ananta Sukha Visishtam Brahma. Brahman endowed with infinite Ananda, and the same Brahman is continued here also. And how can the Akshi Purusha suddenly refer to some other thing? It is not possible. So Abhidhanat, because of the introduction, Eva and Cha. Eva is a conjunction. It is just joining this argument along with the previous two arguments. Therefore, Eva Cha, because of this reason also. And to complete the sutra, you have to add two words. We have to supply two words. Akshi Antara Purushaha and Brahma. Purusha in the eye is Brahman because of this reason also. Namely, because of the Akshi Purusha has been already introduced in the 10th section in the form of Ananda Sukha Visishta Brahma, introduced by whom? Not Satyakama Jabala, but by Agni Devata. So here also should be the same Upasana only. With this, the third reason is also over. So each sutra gives one reason, and we'll continue with the next sutra in the next class. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः